Andy Henning's explanation for the newspaper article had left Gus angry and dismayed. He felt he had to take some action himself. Publicity was key, he concluded. Get Beth's picture out, get people looking for her. He and the law firm's publicity director spent several hours making personal calls to media contacts. He did a phone interview with the Times and the Post-Intelligencer. The local television stations wanted an interview at his home. Gus did it right after lunch, well in time for the piece to air on the evening news. Later, Gus picked Morgan up from school. She was withdrawn and silent, hunched all the way against the door, obviously very nervous. "Morgan?" asked Gus. "What's wrong?"
"I'm mad at Mommy."
"Why?"
"Because she went away and didn't tell me."
"You shouldn't be mad at Mommy. But it's normal to be worried. I'm worried, too."
"You are?"
Gus nodded. "In fact, I've already asked some people to help look for Mommy."
"Did something bad happen to her?"
"We don't know that. There are certain things I have to do just to be extra careful. We have some special people helping to look for her."
"Will they find Mommy?"
Gus choked back his tears. "I'm sure they will, Morgan. I'm sure they will." Tuesday morning. There was a knock on the door of Andy's office. Victoria poked her head in. "There's a break in the case. We got a message from someone who may be the killer." Andy did a double take. "What kind of message?" "He sent an email. Photographs, actually. They appear to be of our recent Jane Doe, but taken when she was alive. From the looks of things, however, I wouldn't guess she was alive for very long."